Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
All right, we're feeling a little groove this morning. Feeling good. Everything's all right. Jeff's off today. Tom Withers is in today. I'm Andy Baskin. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning. I'm not Jeff Phelps.
No, you're not.
Good to see you.
It's good. Do you have any old jokes? If you want to drop them, do them right now.
Now's the time to do it.
Any dad joke possible, you could probably drop right now and you'd be good to go.
This is not a dad joke, but I will tell you that I dealt with the I-90 construction for the first time this morning. Hello.
That's what all of my West Side friends are saying this now.
It's a real thing. So I gave myself a little bit of extra time, and fortunately that helped. But it was the first, not the first time, but one of the few times in the last 25 years where I felt like I was back in New York, because that was like a daily backup at the Triborough Bridge or the Whitestone or Midtown Tunnel.
Yeah, does it not make you appreciate traffic in
Northern? Totally.
I think about it. I mean, it depends. My commute sometimes is 45 minutes at the most, but most of the time it's like under 25 and I can fly up here. And then all of a sudden, and by the way, Dan Manigan, who's also with us as he is each and every day, is the most outstanding traffic coordinator I've ever met in my life, because every time Jeff and I are driving in, we have our conference call we talk for about an hour, and then and Jeff will be like, oh, I've got backup on this road, or I'll be like, I've got backup, and I'll be like, hang on, I got it for you.
Ah, Mr. Waze.
Yeah, where did you learn this? Oh, he's beyond Waze, man. He's like having your own personal traffic concierge.
I used to sit in a very small room here doing traffic for all of our music stations.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I did not realize that.
I give them a ton of credit to the people who were able to do it. And so I still have access to some of the software and
there's the go-to guy
apps
now.
And, you know, some of the apps and all that stuff. So yeah, that's why you get it. It's like, hold on, and I flip over. The OHGO app is outstanding. You can get that anywhere you get your apps. That'll tell you traffic. You can even program your route in there, and it'll tell you where, if there's accidents, when there's accidents, and what to avoid.
Did you ever do one where you did the fake chopper noise where you're like, hey, it's Dan Manigan, we're up in the sky?
No, I was not allowed to do such things. They took that very seriously back then, sadly.
Oh, that's too bad.
Because you know Dan would try it.
Oh, 100%.
The other thing that reminded me this morning, too, you know, we complain about ODOT, and listen, in the summertime, there's, you know, the orange barrels.
Man, up and down the highways. I worry about those guys every time I drive by them.
I tell you what, though, we do a nice job in Ohio of taking care of our roads. I don't have to tell you, as soon as you cross the border into names, whatever state you want to say.
Or inside the city of Cleveland
or
border,
Cleveland,
or except the city streets of Cleveland.
Things change quickly, right? So let's be thankful. You know, unfortunately for them, the project they were working on coincided with that bridge on 117th being in such disrepair that they had to fix it immediately. So
yeah, 490 is a mess, man.
Yeah, so give yourself extra time on I-90.
So how much longer did it take you at a normal commute?
No more than 20 minutes or so, but I was worried at one point that I was going to be calling you or Keith Britton and saying, hey,
that's all right.
I'm on 125th, and I'm going to be a little bit late. Do it in the car.
Yeah, you could have just done the
show. Done that before.
Oh, and did that construction just start on Monday? Is that what happened, or how long is that?
I think it's been a week or two, from what I understand. So, so here we are in the bye week.
It's good to be an Insider. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So
glad to be here.
Give me your take on the Browns right now. And wow, that's where we are.
That's a lot.
That's okay. Yeah. We got 4 hours.
I was going to say
talk slow.
We can kick this around a little bit. You know, as you and I talked about briefly and with Dan off the air, you know, I'm not sure what people had in terms of expectations going into this season, right? I think we all kind of looked at this as, okay, this is going to be the year where they evaluate a couple of young quarterbacks, knowing that they had a couple of first-round picks next year, which was going to be when they get their guy, right? They get their franchise QB. So, you know, I'll be honest. I thought the record would be a little bit better. I thought they could be 3-5 or 4-4. They probably should be at this point. You know, in my mind, they kicked away the Minnesota game, which was a very winnable game because they couldn't stop Carson Wentz on that final drive. You know, they make a field goal or an extra point in week one, and they are 4-4. I think, you know, what's compounded this and what makes it tougher for people to swallow is that, you know, you've got a defense playing at a very high level. I'm not sure it's a championship level, but
with the exception of one drive against Minnesota. Yeah, you're right.
Sorry, I had to bring that up.
No, that's okay. It's true, though. I mean,
I know
I think sometimes we sit here and we say, because I do it every day, I'm like, man, this defense deserves better. The defense deserves better. But,
yeah,
you know, they had the opportunity to control things and put them in their own hands against Minnesota, and they didn't do it that game.
So, yeah.
But they were on the field for forever. I mean, I'll make a million excuses. Right. Bottom line is they're 2-6.
2-6, and the quarterback situation is still a mess. Which we kind of expected. I think the thing that really surprised me, Andy, most in the first 8 weeks was the decision to move off of Flacco so quickly. I felt like, you know, my understanding was, and we can talk about this as we go on, my understanding was going into the year was that Kenny Pickett was going to be the guy, right? And that they were going to, you know,
something about that chair you're sitting in, because Jeff would say that every day, and I'm like, I just didn't understand it.
It's what I was told by people in the building over there, that the Pickett was the guy. And so when the hamstring injury happened and that kind of threw things off course, I didn't expect them to pivot and all of a sudden trade him for a fifth round pick. Wait a minute. I thought he was supposed to be your starter. Compounded by Flacco looking like 67-year-old Joe Flacco and not the guy that we fell in love with 2 years ago. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then the trade just completely I don't even know how to describe what I was thinking. Like, how could you trade him to a team within the division? Knowing that once he got around weapons like he had here a couple of years ago with, you know, Cooper and, you know, however else, Judy wasn't here, but how they were able to get things going in 2023, I knew that as soon as Joe got down there, because of the way he can still spin the ball, that was going to turn out to be a good thing for the Bengals. And it has been. So
for sure.
That's the thing that really stunned me more than anything else here.
Let me back up just because I want to walk through this with you. Why did they go away from Pickett? What was the rationale there?
I don't know, because the hamstring injury was obviously not catastrophic. I don't know. I really, it's a head scratcher because we will talk a lot about Dylan Gabriel and Shador and where that all stands right now. I think unfortunately for Dylan, if we could talk about him for 1 second in this window, is that we're viewing this kid, a third-round pick, who is clearly not ready to play, and we're seeing him on the field in October, which was not in the plans, I don't think, by anybody. And I think if we were viewing him in December with, you know, 4 to 6 games to go, you'd be like, okay.
Against a much easier schedule, too.
Yeah, with
or allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. With little supporting cast right now, I mean, we'll talk about, too, this wide receivers room, which is just as bad as it is in the NFL. I mean, it's...
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Thank you. Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
It's atrocious. So I think, you know, back to your original premise here, which is, you know, where are things at here? I think this is a great time for them to kind of sit back, do the full evaluation that they've talked about doing, right? The self-scout. I'm anticipating Kevin giving up the play calling. I could be crazy, but I think that's it's gotten to that point where they got to try something, right? Mm-hmm. And if he's not going to make the move at quarterback, at starting quarterback, then I think he's at least got to, you know, give that up to Tommy Rees just to see if something's going to spark it. Unfortunately, the situation now is compounded by injuries to Judkins, you know, an offensive line that changes by the week. You know,
Two times out of 7 games you were looking at, or what are we, 8 games? I mean, twice
that this you've had season, the same offensive
same
line.
Same offensive line.
Yeah, and we knew going into the year that that was going to be an issue, at least the depth for an aging, experienced offensive line.
Right.
So, yeah, it's not a pretty picture right now. Like I said, I think it's good that everybody, including fans, can kind of take a week off here and kind of reassess and see where they're at.
I just don't understand what the strategy was to where we are right now and why to bail on it in the middle. So you walk into this thing and you know you've got Pickett, you've got Flacco, you've got Gabriel, you've got Sanders, and you know you've got 4 quarterbacks. Like the worst thing they possibly could have done was draft 2 rookie quarterbacks. I just don't see the logic in it. And any leeway anyone was going to give to Gabriel because of things that you thought don't work. I know a lot of people want to talk about his height or his inability to get the ball downfield, all those things. You gave him no slack when you decided to draft Sanders. Like, there was just and you know as well as I do that the most popular guy in town is the quarterback you don't know anything about out on the field, right?
And
if you stick with Pickett and Flacco and Gabriel and don't draft Sanders, there's no questions. And you know what? People around here might be like, hey, man, they put that Gabriel kid in a tough spot. And you know what? He's surviving. But that's not the picture. And they created the drama by drafting a second quarterback. And if they wanted Sanders, they should have just took Sanders and not Gabriel. And by the way, the rest of the draft has looked really good for Andrew Berry.
It has.
But people are going to go back and look at this draft and go, oh, wasn't that the year they took 2 quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Man, that draft must have been miserable.
Andy, my immediate reaction to the Sanders pick was, why would you do that to yourself? Now, listen, the kid's got some talent. I've seen it. I'm interested to see what he's going to do in a game. I'd hate to see him out there. I'd hate to see Tom Brady out there right now behind what they've got going on offensively. I don't think anybody could succeed. So for all the Sanders fans out there that want to see him on the field now is not the time. I think you want to give him a little bit more time to kind of figure things out or whatever. I also go back to those people over there know more about football. They've forgotten more about football than I'll know this morning. They've evaluated this kid as not being ready. They talk about coaches putting players in successful situations, right?
Absolutely.
They don't want to do that to the kid right now. They're doing it to Dylan Gabriel because they have no other choice because, to your point, they got off course with their plan and there's no getting back on the road, right?
There are days I look at Kevin and I'm like, I think he'd rather have Bailey Zappe out there no matter what.
I think you're right. I think you're right. But I think they're so far down the road, so to speak, now with Dylan that they've got to, you know, let's figure it out. So, and listen, you know, not making excuses for him, but I'm going to make a couple.
For Dylan?
For Dylan.
Okay.
4 starts. First one on the road in London. right? Against a team that had been in England for 2 weeks, right? True. A pretty good defense. Oh, by the way, you know, Flores knows what he's doing there. Week two at Pittsburgh.
By the way, first game, almost won.
Almost won. Played well. Didn't turn it over.
Right.
Goes to Pittsburgh against a team that's got its ears pinned back and is going to play like they always do against the Browns, right?
Right.
Haven't won there since regular season game since 2003. I don't know what people's expectations were for him to go in there and throw for 400 yards. I didn't like the fact that he dropped back 58 times. So be it. They come home and win in a rainstorm, right? Mm-hmm. Did he have a huge impact in that game? Not necessarily. Judkins probably won the game with the run, right? Didn't turn the ball over.
But when they got the ball on the short field, he was able to get
him. He was fine.
He was able to get him in, yeah.
This past week, good first half, followed by, the kid was obviously forcing things in the second half. You know, they went from, and he did get lucky in those first three starts on a couple balls that probably should have been picked, right?
So for sure.
That was a little bit misleading. So he plays okay in the first half, and then the wheels just come off. But everybody's ready to bury him, only because, to your point, the guy that's sitting behind him, the most popular guy in town,
right,
has got a social media platform and an army of fans that are supporting him. So, and listen, I think Shadur's time will come. It's just not now. I think we're going to probably see him for 4 to 6 starts, and it's going to happen. And I think sooner than later, and I think that clock has been accelerated by the way Dylan has played the last couple of weeks. But I don't blame Kevin for sticking with this kid who he believes in.
The question is it going to cost Kevin his job? That's, and I just don't get.
But is it? I mean, when you went into the year, let me interrupt you 1 second.
Sure.
When you went into the year with the owners admitting finally publicly,
right,
that the Deshaun Watson was a hole that they created, and they knew that this year was going to be a difficult year.
Which, by
year.
The way, I mean, I know people want to crush Andrew Berry, but I'm looking again yesterday. I'm like, how many first round picks does he have on this roster? One.
Andy, I say
he
that
has one.
I'm glad you said that. I say that to people all the time. The biggest problem, there are so many problems with the Watson trade, right?
After they traded,
three first round picks. So imagine, if you will, right now they would have, let's say, a left tackle going into his fourth year and a wide receiver going into his third year and maybe another cornerback going into his second year, all first round picks. And people will say, well, look at the guy who's picking him. Look at this class. And overall, his draft classes have not been that bad. I do think they've missed on, bringing in some more offensive linemen to create some depth at that position, which has been a huge problem
It's just they
30 years.
The return on investment, too, like for Whipler and Zinter, it's just they're not there. Right now they're not.
Gotcha.
And so you do have two that he's drafted. They're just not, I just don't, injury. And
they're on the field a little bit more. I mean, at least Whipler is, right? He comes in with those jumbo packages they have now. But it's just everything's compounded. The trade was just, and unfortunately, when it didn't work out, and I worried about this, Andy, that it could set the franchise back for 10 years, and that's probably where we're going to be by the end of the day.
And you'll be walking into a new dome, hopefully with a team.
Hey.
And I think you're hoping to land on the same runway that the Indians did, right, when they moved in the new ballpark. That's
right,
what you're praying for right now.
Right.
I think
you've developed young players, and they're all ready to hit at the same time. Yeah.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind.
Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at Fidelity.com/Trader Plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.